This is a short audio essay, and it was mostly recorded last night, which would have been Friday, May 11th. I'm editing down this conversation a little bit and adding a little bit of editorializing here. This was a Skype conversation between myself and Susan Chancellor. Now, Susan runs her own blog titled Random Alien Brain Droppings, and she also does her own online radio show, also called Random Alien Brain Droppings. She is a contactee, abductee, experiencer, whatever vocabulary word you want to use, and she has, in the recent years, come out, literally the recent months, come out and started talking about her experiences in a very public way. She and I have had a few conversations on Skype. We've sent emails back and forth to each other. And yesterday, Friday, we were having a bunch of back and forth conversations on the little Facebook chat box. And then at some point I said, hey, let's just talk. So this would have been twilight, just as the sun was setting last night. I have a big window that is directly above my desk, so as I sit at my computer, I can look out that window. A coyote ran across my field of view, and it happened at a very interesting moment. During this conversation, we are definitely talking about fears, personal fears, and I talk about my own fears. If anyone has been following this journey of mine on this blog of mine, there is a fellow, which is a pseudonym. His name is Mike Lewis, and I have not contacted him. An event took place in 1974 where there was a missing time experience that he and I experienced together. He claimed he saw a UFO, and this is part of the whole thing here. Now, this story in question is something that I've talked about endlessly on this blog, whether in a written form, in a post, which I will I'll make sure is linked in the show notes, and also I've told it repeatedly on these little online podcast things. Another thing I also did here is I used a little jazz tone when I snipped out anything from the conversation. There was just, this conversation went on for 45 minutes, and I'm just giving you a little 10-minute excerpt that is relevant with the coyote. So when I do snip a little section out, I add this little tone, and here's the tone right here. Okay, so when you hear that smooth jazz tone, you will know that I did, in fact, snip some stuff out that wasn't really relevant to the core topic at hand. And during the editing process here, I got to re-listen to the conversation. I was really impressed at when this coyote shows up. Now, this is where I'm at in my own journey. I don't know how else to say it. My awareness of things like animals, coyotes, owls, the bats show up at one point in this discussion. I do take these as signs, synchronistic signs. I pay attention. I may be deluding myself. It may mean nothing at all, but I am at the point where any kind of input that comes in, whether it be a conversation or whether it be a beautiful wild animal that chooses to introduce itself at a curious moment, I just make an effort to take note of it. This little snippet of a conversation is less than 15 minutes long. Please enjoy.
So one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you was, why are you afraid to talk to Mike?
Well, it feels like the confirmation of what he may say would flip me out. I feel a little bit more at peace with it. I mean, what if he says, like, oh, I remember we got taken aboard a UFO and, like, you know, and, you know, all the creepy medical exam things happened, you know? You know, that would in a way confirm it for me. I mean, it's pretty close to being confirmed as it is right now. I mean, I feel like I'm talking right now in the role of a UFO abductee, you know, and I catch myself doing that, you know, even though I don't totally, you know, and even though I still have doubts of what the real source of all this is.
But I think we all do. So I don't think you're alone in that respect.
Yeah.
And that's something that you really should not be afraid of. In fact, I think that it would be a very...
It'd be all unhealthy not to have doubts, yeah.
Well, exactly. And the fact that you have not, because of your own fear of the truth, It's not really going to change anything for you. And I think it actually might help you to heal and to be able to progress and evolve the way that you should, instead of always being stuck in this groove that goes around and around and around, where you always have this, I wonder, instead of saying, okay, this happened, and I'm going to now go on to the next level of taking that experience and using it to my advantage to evolve to where I'm supposed to be right now. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I think that I'm at a place now where I could deal with it. I don't think in 2009, when I reconnected with Mike Lewis, I don't think I could have handled it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can handle it now. I really was fragile at that point. And I feel like I'm a little, oh, there's a coyote just ran across the road.
Oh, sweet.
Be careful, buddy. Don't chase my cats. Let me just see if I can still see him. That is the very first time. Okay, so exactly, now just make a note of this, exactly when I said, I feel like I'm at a place where I can deal with this.
Yeah.
Which is something like I really haven't ever said that so concretely before.
Awesome.
Very first time a coyote, at that second, a coyote runs past me. I have never seen a coyote. I've seen foxes, but I've never seen a coyote run like that. Right.
So maybe that's a message right there.
Yeah. Blog, coming up with a blog post, baby. this is how they happen. So
it's a blog post.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Well, I think that we have to be reminded sometimes by things like that. And the fact that you recognized it means that you're open and you're aware and you're in the present right now. So knowing that, I mean, I really feel strongly about my place in all of this right now, because I haven't talked about it for so many years, and something just, it's like somebody hit me on the side of the head with a sledgehammer and said, you need to start, you know, waking up, and you need to just connect people and get and help people to deal with the situation, because you're just like them. And the fact that you're doing it, and look where you are now emotionally, and that I'm progressing in my life. Everybody else needs to do the same thing. And I know you, I mean, your blog is incredible. I love the way you write. I love your stories. But you've got that little hiccup right there that needs to be dealt with. And I think that once you do, you're just going to be above and beyond what you're doing right now. I really do.
Well, I think I need, you know, on a funny way, like it felt really, how to say it, like it has felt very honest the way I've portrayed myself. So I haven't been mincing words or hiding. There's a few stories like that I haven't posted, but I've pretty much posted everything else. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to back off until I feel the time is right. And
how long ago was that?
That would have been, actually it'll be 3 years, because it was the summer of 2009, and now it's just the beginning of the summer of 2012, which is 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
9, 10, 11, 12. Well, what? 9, 10, 10, 10, 11, 11. Wow. Yeah, 3 years. Yeah. I had to use my fingers to figure that out.
Wow. So this is going to be your homework right now to really, you know, put, like you did with that little voice recorder, okay, that you did. You need to do that again. And you need to put it out there to the universe to get you to that place to where you're just going to pick up the phone and you're not going to hang up. And you're not going to let anything else that's going on affect your decision to do so.
Yeah.
Right?
So.
Right. Well, why don't you just be honest and say, I really need to record this. Or you could just talk to him for like 5 or 10 minutes prior and say, you know, I really need closure on this. And I know you were there. And I know that you said that you saw what you saw. And I have not been able to shake it all these years.
Well, it was interesting. I was able to shake it. For most of the years, it's only in the last few years it's really like welled up and kind of freaked me out again.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I was like, I didn't pay much attention to my own experiences at all for, you know, until about 2007, 2008. You know, I could even tell stories about them. I could sit down at a campfire or at a dinner table and tell like, hey, you know, I had a missing time event, you know, and here's what happened. My friend said he saw a UFO. Isn't that odd? Who would have thunk? Like, I don't know, you know, like I could say it in this kind of dismissive, you know, unattached way.
Right. So something tells me you're going to be calling him very soon.
Yeah.
I think so. That.
The coyote.
the coyote was basically sent there for you to say, hey, wake up and don't be afraid, because there's nothing to be afraid of when you, I mean, when he starts talking about his rendition of it, because obviously you both saw something totally different.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty common, because I think we all see what we're supposed to see at that moment. And you were not supposed to see what he did and vice versa. And maybe he didn't have any recollection of being aborted, and maybe you did, and maybe that's why you don't remember. So there's a very, very strong possibility that when he starts telling you his recollection of the event, that things might start coming back to you, almost like in a slideshow.
Sure.
And, but the thing is this, that slideshow, although it might be quite harrowing to view, actually will be very enlightening. And at where you are right now, I don't think you're going to be afraid. I think you're going to be fascinated beyond belief.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, Anya, I have a recording of our very first session. And I was like, you know, I have this list of questions. Here's one of the questions. And you know, at that point, you know, I don't think she even knew who Mike Lewis was. And I ask her, when do I contact Mike Lewis? This would have been in November of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And her response was, oh, he's ready. He is ready to talk. He wants to talk.
So, really?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Which
so
I
he's
wasn't
waiting
ready.
For you to call him, because he doesn't have the guts.
You know, it's interesting. We share Facebook things, and every once in a while I must have UFO stuff that appears on my Facebook page. Oops, some bats just flew by now.
Listen!
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, this is Mike, and I'm chiming in as I edit this little conversation. The next little bit you're going to hear is just the conclusion where Suzanne and I say goodbye. The, a funny thing we mention a couple little odd synchronicities that were happening where Suzanne and I were typing the same word at the exact same second on the little Facebook chat box. And I was mentioning something about the decade, and I typed the 80s, and she was talking about how nice the weather was in San Francisco, and she said, it's beautiful, it's in the 80s. And we typed those words, the 80s, at the exact same second. A little while later in the conversation, we both typed the word Sammy Hagar at the same time. So you'll hear that reference there, just so that makes sense. This was all very interesting. Back to the conversation.
All right, Mike, well, on that note, I think I'm going to go back to that. And
okay, well, thank you. I'm going to watch my blog. You'll see a post here soon with your name on it and talking about a coyote.
I'll be watching.
Okay.
And I actually might mention you as well, because I think it's very interesting, definitely.
Then we also said we typed 80s.
Yes, we
and
did.
Sammy Hagar at the same time.
Yes, we did.
What is so there's Sammy Hagar, king of the 80s, man.
That is so bizarre. Or
yeah.
Is it? And you know what's funny? When you said about, I forgot to tell you this. When you wrote Meow about that Victoria.
Uh-huh.
Right when you wrote that, there was a little kid outside that said Meow.
Yep. Yeah, this is like, this is like someone's, like the word, universe is screaming at us. We got to pay attention.
Okay. We just need to listen.
Yeah. Okay, well, sleep well. Get some writing done. And
yep.
I'm going to try to go to bed early.
Sounds great. And it's nice talking to you again.
Good.
All right, take care.
Bye now.
Bye.